Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
7 for the Reds. Let's reflect on the night's action with Paul Machin from the Red Men TV. Morning to you, Paul.
Hello, Steve. Isn't it a wonderful day? Doesn't food taste better? The birds chirping a little bit louder today.
It's just so nice, isn't it, to see that score. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't half perk you up.
Yeah, honestly, I can't put it into words. Someone tweeted into us last night on a show and saying we needed that. I couldn't have put it any better. I lack the words. I needed it. I think the fan base needed it. I think the manager needed it. The players needed it. And they did it 7. Wow, incredible.
I mean, you could sit scratching your head and you'd wonder just why it hasn't happened in other games. But when it all does come together, they look absolutely beautiful, don't they?
Yeah, completely agree. I think it's vindication as well. The manager's been saying this for weeks, and you know it's gotten to a point where I think a few of us have kind of been getting shouted down a bit by a little bit of the negativity surrounding us not getting those wins, surrounding it not clicking. So to see it finally click, it's great. That's why it's such a relief that you're able to go, look, this has been coming. We've said it's been coming, and I know you can't. You know, this is the problem with football, is that you genuinely do never know. But, you know, I think if you watch Liverpool playing over the last few weeks, as I say, that's very much a result that's been on the cards.
And all that without Mane. Now, I want to pick out Mo Salah. Other people might pick out different man of the matches from last night, but I've just really enjoyed watching his football this season. And actually, he probably could have had double the amount of goals that he's got this season already. He's found himself with so many opportunities. But last night, assists, goals, centre of everything. What a player Liverpool have got, who seems to have settled in right away in the red shirt.
Yeah, imagine if he could finish, Steve.
Yeah,
he'd be the
best
player in the world. No, this is the thing. That's the running joke, isn't it? Almost that, you know, he's still not. I still don't think he's even the finished article. I think he's got. There's more to come from him, which is terrifying when you think about it. And you look at how much money was being spent in the transfer window, and I think Liverpool were criticised a bit at the time for playing hardball over his price. Well, my God, you know, they've got exceptional value for money for him, because he just looks tremendous.
He looks absolute bargain, doesn't he? And as you said that, imagine if he could finish. What a silly, but the irony of the statement is mad, isn't it? I mean, if you think what he possibly could be, I mean, what can Jurgen do going forward with it? Would you tinker with his position in any way? Or
no, I just think it's one of those. I think you just keep going, don't you? You know, and listen, this might be all he is. And if this is all he is, he's still going to be amazing for Liverpool. Mm. If he by some occurrence actually improves, which, you know, is not beyond the realms of possibility, still very much entering in the prime years of his career. You know, you could find in 2 years from now that he's gone up a level. And if he goes up a level, that is frightening. And like I say, I think that's just, I don't think he needs to change, I don't think the manager needs to change anything. Sometimes you see that in the professional development of a footballer. Sometimes they just get better as they get older. And if he does, wow.
Now, in midfield last night, James Milner. I said to someone before the United game, I'd have fancied playing James Milner in that Manchester United game. Just for me, I just thought experience is key. And you look at him last night, and he's one of those whose his head's never dropped when he hasn't been playing. As soon as you give him a job, does it properly, totally trustworthy. Mm-hmm. It's good to have a James Milner in your side.
No, yeah, but listen, without a doubt, this is the point of the squad, isn't it? This is the thing that Liverpool were criticised for, and this is one of our big fears: is would we be able to rotate without and not lose quality? And James Milner, exactly what you're saying there, he should have had more game time this season. He deserves more game time for the endeavour. And I don't want to be disrespectful, because I think when you say things about like work rate and endeavour and what have you, they seem to be negative traits somehow. He's a fantastic footballer as well, and I think I think he probably reminded one or two last night with that performance. He was, you know, with a blade of grass he didn't cover. You know, he was left wing, right wing, in the 10, pushing forward into the box. I thought he was another one. He was top notch.
I think there's a stat somewhere, Paul, that says he covered more ground last night than anyone else in the Champions League last night. That's
yeah,
remarkable, because we tend to sort of consider him as the older man of the group, don't
yeah
we?
Well, to be fair, compared to playing left-back for a full season, this is probably dead easy for him. Drops in every couple of weeks, runs for 90 minutes. This is like, he probably laps this off.
Now, looking through the rest of the side, was any of the standout performances for you? Anyone, you know, Moreno's recent sort of resurgence?
yeah, we're coming to a point now because we do the final word show on the Redmen every after every game, and there's now almost every one of those this season. There's a 5-minute segment dedicated to how good Alberto Moreno's been.
Yeah.
And who'd have thought? You know, honestly, Steve, 12 months ago, I think you'd have called us mad if you'd said that. It would have been like the joke of, oh, Alberto Moreno, woe is us, kind of thing. But no, it was one of those games where I think everyone had a really good game, and we were saying probably the quietest of our whole team was, well, aside from Cody, but obviously, was probably Trent Alexander-Arnold, and then, you know, he drops up and scores, adds the cherry on top to the performance. So, no, I just thought everyone was excellent last night.
Do you compare Moreno's treatment to Lucas's, or is it actually maybe even worse than what Lucas suffered?
In how he's treated by the fans?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, because I think there was genuine cause for concern with Alberto Moreno, and I think there's probably some people who will half back to the Europa League final, and that was it for them, you know. And I think football, for a game where people do improve and people are only as good as sometimes as the last 90 minutes, it's weird that some players just permanently carry a stigma with them because of bad performances. Now, he's still got a long way to go. I think the thing is, he needs to put a full season of this in to really genuinely win people over, that, you know, the last remaining doubters, because inevitably there's going to be people waiting in the wings, waiting for him to make a catastrophic error to come out and go, see, I told you it all along, he was rubbish. But, you know, this is the performances he's putting in right now, he's great. And whether he's learned that from having the likes of Lucas Leiva with him last year, he's probably guided him through, I think, the mate. So, you know, no, all credit to him, because he looks like he's turned his Liverpool career around.
Is he going to be here in 10 years' time like Lucas was after his probably initial power? I don't think he will.
Probably not, no.
How far can Liverpool go? I hope they haven't blown it all in one big night in the Champions League against Maribor. Just looking at this one competition, have you got a strong feeling now that, well, they're obviously top of the group, aren't they, with 5 points? You presume they get into the knockout stages. Will some of the bigger teams in Europe be a little bit wary of them now? Has this sent out a message in any way?
I think, look, it sends out a message. I'm not sure it sends out a definitive message. But again, for me personally, Steve, you know me, I'm an upbeat kind of guy. And I feel Liverpool are in good shape this season. I think the results haven't matched the performances or matched the ability level of this team. I think we have been unlucky along the way. And I think if we put in a couple more, I'm not saying we have to beat every team 7-0, but, you know, if we put in a couple of strong performances now against Maribor again, and, you know, the big concern was Sevilla, wasn't it? And all of a sudden it's Spartak Moscow. You know, that draw doesn't look such a bad result over there after what they did to Sevilla last night. So, you know, do that to another team, and if we get a strong win, and if you get into the last 16, no one, I don't think there's a team who'll want to face us.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.